This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Equity Minds.
I will say this about investing. Everything you do learn is cumulative. What I learned at 20 is useful.
Welcome to another episode of the Equity Mates Summer Series. Over 12 episodes, we're diving into some of the most exciting, interesting, and well-known companies from both here in Australia and over in the US. In some instances, we'll be hearing directly from the CEOs to give you first-hand insight into their companies. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. Excited to be back halfway through our summer series.
Yeah, it's been awesome. We've got some amazing companies to go. We've spoken about some amazing companies. I love doing this. It's a great time of year. The summer series is brought to you by Superhero. Superhero allows you to buy Aussie and US shares and ETFs with no monthly account fees. And you can now earn Qantas points with Superhero. So visit superhero.com.au/Qantas to learn more. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions and fees and charges apply. Now, Ren, we have spoken about some pretty big companies. This one, some of our community may not have heard about before, and it is hipages. The ticker is HPG, listed on the ASX, an Australian company. You would say overnight success story, but it's been going for 16 years.
Yeah, well, it listed time of recording, mid-November. It listed a year ago.
Yeah.
So it listed mid-November 2020. It's up about 50% since listing, so you'd be pretty happy with that.
Yes.
But yeah, it was founded in like 2004.
One of those similar to the Adore Beauty when we did it for the summer series last year. I think it was 20 years they were running before listing.
Yeah.
Something like that. That sort of true grow from your garage story of success that gets to a point where they then list on the ASX.
Yeah. And it is the largest marketplace for tradies in Australia. So like if you want to go online and arrange a tradie, hipages is probably where you're doing it.
Mm.
I don't own a home.
No. You're not a tradie.
I am not a tradie. and I can't say I've ever used it before.
No.
Have you?
No. That's because I use Airtasker.
For tradies?
Yeah. Well, for what I would use as a tradie job. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Come and fix this, unblock that, drill this, drill that. Firstly, I'll try and do it myself, but I'm going to try hipages because, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we might be in the minority because there's a job posted every 26 seconds, according to the company. Like, they've got a serious number of users when you think about how many Australian households there are.
Yeah. So before we jump into hipages and what they do and their business, a reminder that we are giving you the opportunity, thanks to Superhero, to win $1,000 into a Superhero wallet to a lucky listener from the Equity Mates community. All you need to do is listen to this episode, head across to the Equity Mates Instagram page, and on the corresponding post for this specific episode, the hipages post, let us know in the comments what your favorite fact about hipages is, and tune in as we will announce the winners on our stories towards the end of the week or early next week. And just make sure you're following Equity Mates and Superhero to be eligible. But all you need to do is tell us your favorite fact, and you could be in the running for $1,000 thanks to Superhero.
So, Bryce.
So, Ren.
Two-sided marketplace.
Yes.
Tough business to build.
Very tough.
Incredibly difficult business to disrupt.
Yeah, once they get going.
So we're talking here in Australia, you know, the REAs, the car sales, the Seeks, overseas, you know, the Airbnbs, the Ubers, stuff like that. When you can get that equilibrium of, you know, both sides of the marketplace, so in this case, tradies and customers, in Uber's case, riders and drivers, in car sales case, car supply and car buyers. Like, that is just a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
In terms of in business, you know.
It's hard to get that nice dynamic.
It may not be a decentralized DAO buying the US Constitution.
No.
It might not be Web3, but it's pretty beautiful.
It is pretty beautiful. So that's what Hipages does, and we'll dig into that in a little, but let's start with some opening sort of stats about the tradie economy. Not an economy that I've paid a lot of attention to. I know it's big, but some of the numbers are pretty astounding.
Yeah, and I think for me, thinking about Hipages when we were doing this research, there's not many companies that are exposed to the tradie economy, like in terms of stocks.
Yeah.
Like the only one I could really think of was like Wesfarmers, which has Bunnings. Whoever owns Mitre 10 these days.
Who owns Lowe's?
Isn't Lowe's like the...
Workwear, Lowe's Workwear.
Isn't Lowe's Workwear? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The high vis stuff. I don't know. Am I getting that confused with another business?
You could be right. I think you might be wrong. Jeez, we are out of our depths here. but I think for me, going back to the listed options on the stock market, there's not a lot. And that's because of the nature of this industry is it's incredibly fragmented and it's a lot of, you know, smaller companies, tradies being owner operators of the business or being in small companies. And there's not really a big company. Oh, there might be like Reese's Plumbing as well, but again, like supply. Yeah. So for me, if you're interested in this economy, Hipages is an interesting view into the economy. So let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about how big it is. And let's talk about the meaningful contribution it makes to Australia's GDP.
Well, the home improvement industry here in Australia encompasses 9.9 million households, 257,000 trade businesses, and about $85 billion spent on home improvement each year. And to your point, Ren, being out of our depth, Australians engage an average of 7 tradies per year per household. Definitely doesn't apply to me.
No. The $85 billion number's big. It's also not that surprising. Like, we love spending money on property.
We love houses.
It makes sense that we're trying to upgrade it and maintain it. And this is just me speculating, but renovating your house is probably like, there's probably some serious operating leverage there in terms of just like what it can mean in terms of the eventual house price that you can sell it for. The industry is big. Australians love property. It's probably not going anywhere. It isn't growing that quickly though. So it's expected to grow at approximately 2.2% a year over the next 3 years.
Yeah. I just want to point out here as well that we're talking specifically home improvement here, but as we will hear from our CEO...
Oh, we should have probably said that at some point, but we're speaking to Robbie, the CEO.
We've got Robbie coming up. Hipages doesn't just operate in home improvement. They also have tradies that are operating in the commercial landscape and various others. So their total addressable market is actually in the $110 billion range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tradies also spend about $1 billion on advertising, and that's expected to grow a lot faster than the market. It's expected to grow at an average rate of 8.8% over the next 4 years. And that advertising point, I think, is important because that's where a platform that can bring you a lot of warm leads might be able to save you some money on advertising.
Where's the last time you've seen a specific tradie advertise? I can only think of utes and on their cars, but I've never seen like an individual ad for a tradie be like, "I'm the tile guy." You know what I mean?
I'm thinking.
Where's that billion going?
Fridge magnets as well. When you were growing up, did you have like fridge magnets of like the local plumber and stuff like that? Yeah. Yeah.
So where's that billion going?
It could be ute decals.
Well, it pays to be in the ute decal
business.
I feel like
we're just not looking in the right places. Yeah. I feel like not like classifieds, but
Google Ads.
Maybe Hipages. Maybe they have an advertising business. Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of the effectiveness of that advertising. I mean, I'm sure it's effective, but to Bryce's point, it's clear that consumers aren't seeing a lot of it because 70% of Australian consumers still engage tradies from word of mouth or by contacting a previously used tradie.
Mm. There you go.
It's a sticky relationship. It's a
big, yeah.
Sticky. Yeah. They say marriage, kids, and tradies, the three stickiest relationships in your life.
It's probably because, you know, there's that element of calling a tradie, are they going to do a good job? If you've got someone that you know is going to do a good job, the pricing dynamics of tradies as well.
Like, very opaque.
So opaque. Yeah, and if you need, there's no way to do due diligence. I guess hipages is a good way to do it. Yeah. Traditionally, you jump online, you want someone to come and fix some tiles. If the only way to know if you're getting ripped off or not is to spend more time out of your day calling five other tradies to get a comparable quote, and then you go from there.
Like, you also just can't go, like, you can get five quotes, but then it's a balancing act of, is the cheapest just going to do a terrible job? Like, that trade-off of quality and cost is just, it's impossible to say. Yeah. Whereas with a lot of these two-sided marketplaces, you can see ratings.
And this is where hipages comes in.
Yeah. But before we get to hipages, there's one more stat that I think is interesting that is worth talking about. The residential trade sector. So again, to your earlier clarification, we're not talking about commercial here. We're just talking about residential. The residential trade sector contributes almost 6% to Australia's GDP.
So it's huge, big industry, 10% of GDP, 6% of GDP. Well, let's have a chat about hipages, Ren. It's a group that operates, as we've spoken about, this marketplace that connects tradies with consumers, customers who need tradies, specializing in home improvement, gives the opportunity for tradies to advertise their services and get those warm leads that you were talking about. Their services include renovations, repairs, maintenance, new buildings, installations, you name it. You need a tradie, hipages is the place to go. And as you said, a job posted every 26 seconds on the hipages platform, with over 135,000 trade and building professionals nationwide. It's an interesting business, and one that is in captivating and capturing a really strong niche.
Have you jumped on the website and have a look?
Yeah, when we were researching for this, do you want me to get on it now?
No, it's just an interesting one. Like, for someone who hasn't used it, when I was having a look, it is just really useful just in terms of giving more information. You know, like, you can see recommendations, you can see ratings, you can see like all their credentials and stuff. You can see if they're COVID-19 vaccinated.
Nice. That's matters. Important, yeah.
I still would be sort of picking blind. It definitely gives more information.
Yeah, well, they get recommendations. I think there's something like just shy of a million verified tradie recommendations. They have 34,000 professionals on the site. I'm going to give it a crack next time I need one. I'm a bit of a DIY kind of guy, though.
You like to think so. Everyone likes to think they're a DIY until they have to do a real job.
Yeah, true. A 10-bay window installation.
So that's their hipages platform business. There's only so much you can say about it. Like, if you're familiar with realestate.com.au or Seek or car sales, think of that, but for tradies. Hmm. The model is pretty simple, but it's just incredibly powerful when you can build scale in that business. The adjacency that they've moved into, a newer part of their business, it's called Tradie Core, and it's a software as a service product because it's 2021. Everyone has a SaaS product.
Everyone. Yeah.
And that helps tradies optimize their business, helps them with like digital invoicing, tracking payments, managing customers, scheduling, providing quotes, all of that stuff. So, there's a number of pain points for tradies, and we've got some data on some of the key ones later in this episode. But if you're thinking about hipages and what they're trying to do as a business, they started with this platform to funnel work to tradies, to get aggregate customers and push them to tradies. And then the adjacent business that they're moving into is helping tradies then manage that work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So as we mentioned at the top, the total addressable market for hipages, $110.3 billion. The tradie advertising spend, as we've also said, is about $1 billion. And the number of trade businesses, 257,000. But what does that translate to hipages? So of the $1 billion spent on advertising, hipages have a 5% share. So that's pretty significant. Of the 257,000 trade businesses in Australia, 34,500 of those are listed on hipages. And of the $110 billion total addressable market. 2.6 billion is going through hipages in terms of the value of the or the spend in the market and on tradies.
Can you do some quick maths for me?
I can try.
What's the percentage of tradies on the market, and what's the percentage of on the platform, and what's the percentage of the market that they take?
Percentage of tradies on the platform would be about 8%, I'm guessing.
13%.
Is it? Oh, it says it there, 13%, and about 2.5% of total addressable market.
Yeah, nice. So the thing that stands out there for me is that they have 13% of the tradies, but they're only clearing 2.5% of the value in the market.
It's all the low end of town.
Two possible explanations just off the top of my head. There's probably a third correct one. But yeah, first one, as you said, they're getting the lower value jobs through the platform, and the higher value jobs are going elsewhere. The second one could be that they have a lot of tradies listed on the market who are getting the first job, and then they're reverting to that word of mouth or contacting a trader you've already used, and they're not, and customers aren't going through that platform again. So while there might be 13% of the tradies listed on the platform, not every job is going through the platform.
Yeah.
They're going off platform, which wouldn't be surprising because, you know, they've also got the ute decals and the other advertising and stuff like that. They're sourcing jobs in other ways. But that discrepancy, the 13% of tradies listed on the platform, 2.5% of the value of the market, is an interesting dynamic. It's an opportunity.
Yeah. So a few other trends that are coming through the industry. So tradies are seeing a shift in the way that they engage with customers. We know that word of mouth is the biggest lead generator, but a large portion, up to sort of 21%, are expecting that more of their work is going to be generated through third-party providers such as hipages. And if we think about the competitive landscape, I mentioned at the top of the show, Airtasker is probably the one that comes to mind as a major competitor. It doesn't necessarily have a focus just on tradies. It's more of a give us a job broadly and we'll try and match you with someone who can do that. They'd certainly compete with people who are looking for tiling to be done or a drain, drain to
it
be
definitely
unblocked.
Is competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gumtree would be another competitor. We've got another one listed here, Service Seeking. There would be heaps more. I try and list mine on Amazon.
What?
Or eBay.
That's why you're not getting any jobs done.
but look, there's plenty out there. I'm sure Facebook Marketplace probably have tried to do something similar. But hipages is definitely the biggest. So let's turn to financials. As we said, the company listed about a year ago, they're up 50% from there. They've had a good run. Like most tech businesses, they're not profitable.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
They are
making a fair bit of revenue. The last couple of years, F18, they made 43 mil or 44 mil. Up to F21, they made 56 million. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Compound average growth of 8.6%. $495 million market cap. You're right, Ren. They are. They're not making a profit, but they certainly seem to have be getting closer to profitability based on some of the numbers here. So good to see another Australian success story. But Ren, let's turn our attention to the future of hipages, and we go into a bit more of this in detail with Robbie, who is the CEO, and the vision that he sees for hipages over the next few years. But look, they're solving problems for both customers and tradies, some big pain points that they're solving.
Yeah, so from some data we could find, some of the key pain points for customers, 48% say finding a reliable tradie who will show up on time. 45% say unforeseen and unexpected costs. 33% say they don't like paying in cash. So there's some key pain points for customers. On the tradie side, biggest pain point, getting paid.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That does sound painful if you're not getting paid. 33% say preparing quotes. 33% also said finding employees. 29% said payroll and taxes. 29% said admin as well. If we
Wouldn't
look
preparing
at
preparing quotes be admin? But anyway, payroll and taxes, admin. It just feels like it's admin and getting paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paperwork.
For customers, a lot of it feels like reliability. Finding a reliability who will show up, a reliable tradie who will show up on time, reliable, unforeseen and unexpected costs, like reliable quote.
Trust.
If we think about what hipages' future is, it's trying to solve those pain points. Through the hipages' website, if customers can manage jobs through that and then they can pay through that as well, that solves a lot of the pain points for customers. It solves the key pain point for tradies around getting paid. And then their other product, TradieCore, will help with a lot of the admin, the preparing quotes, the payroll and taxes, the admin, that kind of stuff, sending invoices as well. So it'll help with getting paid. But the model going forward is pretty simple. Become best friend to tradies and be the easiest way for customers to get tradies.
Yeah, it's great. Another exciting partnership for tradies is the partnership with Bunnings.
So, partnership for hipages.
Partnership for hipages or tradies too. They partnered with hipages in June 2018, and essentially how it works is that consumers can now purchase, for example, a toilet or a kitchen through Bunnings, and then through hipages find a national tradie to actually then go and install that and make the whole process a lot more simple. We probably don't even have to leave the house anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Or order a toilet and get it done.
Didn't IKEA do something similar with like Airtasker or something like
that? I think so.
Yeah. It's a good model. It definitely removes a pain point for customers. Getting the Bunnings deal, you'd be pretty stoked with that.
You would be.
Yeah.
So look, Ren, it's an interesting company that is recently listed. It's certainly carving out a great niche in the marketplace. As we said at the top, two-sided marketplaces. If you can nail it, they're you know, great businesses.
Incredibly powerful.
Incredibly powerful. They set the terms. So
yeah, incredibly powerful, but they've been running for 16 years and they're not profitable.
It's very hard. Very hard. So look, we'll take a quick break, and then what we're going to be doing is jumping into an interview with Robbie Sharon Zipser, who is the co-founder of hipages. And we're going to be hearing from him about the difficulties of running a two-sided marketplace, as well as some info on both the TradieCore and hipages sites, and then hearing his views on what is in store for the future when it comes to hipages group. So stick around and see you at the end of the show.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
So we're joined by Robbie Sharon Zipser, who is the CEO and co-founder of hipages. We've been looking forward to this all episode. The ticker is HPG, as we've discussed. But Robbie, firstly, welcome to Equity Mates.
Thanks for having me.
So we like starting these interviews with the CEO describing their company in their own words. So what is hipages?
Hipages is really simple. You get connected with up to three tradies if you need trades on our platform. We're evolving that with technology and solutions for trades as well to make life easier for trades.
You say it's an incredibly simple business, but it's a two-sided marketplace, which are notoriously difficult to build because you've got to build supply on both sides and, you know, keep an equilibrium. They're a challenge. A lot of people have failed trying to build those kind of businesses. So how did you do it? Can you talk us through how you built your volume of tradies and your customers and how you keep them both happy?
So first of all, you're absolutely right. I try and keep it simple for everyone, so it's not that I've got, but marketplaces are probably one of the hardest businesses to build. You know, if you have your time again and choices of businesses, you may think differently, but in this case, we got there, and the way we got there is through absolute resilience, determination, and a lot of hard work and innovation. And that's sort of in our values as a business. the way we've done it is literally call tradie after tradie, putting them on our platform, explaining the product, showing them the value, and then getting really clever with our marketing. As a business back in the day, so this is a long time ago, we still are leaders in terms of bringing users to the hipages platform through SEO, search engine optimization, search engine marketing, really clever with our social media. And in the more recent years, so the last 3 to 5 years, we've got sufficient capital to really build our brand in the market. So we've gone heavy and above the line marketing to keep that marketplace in balance. Branding, you'll see us on shows like The Block on Channel 9 and things like that.
So between hipages.com, which drives jobs to tradies, and Tradie Core, which is the platform to help tradies manage jobs, hipages Group is obviously very exposed to the tradie economy. Let's just sort of dig into that a bit. What should we know about this economy? What are some of the key pain points that hipages is trying to solve, and how big's the market?
Maybe looking at the last question first, $110 billion is what Australians spend on trades. And there are 257,000 trade businesses. It's like something like, last quick calculation on GDP, it's like 5% of the GDP. It's made up of a couple hundred subcategories. So I'm talking about like plumbers, electricians, your painters. It's absolutely massive. And when you think about the marketplace itself and compare it to other really well-known marketplaces such as REA and Carsales and Seek, it's equal to, if not bigger than, most of them. Huge, huge opportunity there in terms of the TAM. Where the work comes from for those trades is really varied. It comes from people that just want to do renovation, repairs and maintenance in their home. That's around like $40 billion in itself. Brand new home construction is around $30 billion. Property maintenance, so rental property maintenance, is around $12 billion. Commercial property maintenance, so like buildings where you get, you know, tenants asking for repairs, that's another $8 or $9 billion. You just start to segment it out, and you can see, hey, it's massive. And we've only penetrated a small fraction of that market. I think we do around $2.4 billion worth of work that's fulfilled through our platform out of the $110 billion. It's really small.
Wow.
For me, it's fascinating that there's an industry that's so big, and yet there's not really a lot of big names. Like, in terms of ASX-listed companies, I mean, Bunnings is part of Wesfarmers, and they supply, and then you guys sort of are a platform where you match tradies and customers, but you can't really think of many other big businesses exposed to the tradie economy.
No, there aren't. The industry associations, like you guys might be familiar with, like the HIA and the Master Builders Association, usually write economic reports, but they're not really intertwined with the business themselves, particularly around their marketing, maybe on compliance and safety and maybe some of the more boring aspects. important. But the marketing, the business management, the administration, the running of those businesses, there isn't really much out there. And so that's where hipages is really, you know, leading the pack by far and away in the market. We've defined it as the on-demand tradie economy.
I like that. So hipages was founded in 2004. Listed in 2020, 16-year overnight success story.
Yep.
In that time, you know, technology has changed. You think about the internet economy back in 2004 and where it is today, different worlds. And I'm sure there's been plenty of competitors that have come and gone. So I guess, how do you think about hipages' competitive advantage? How do you think about, what do you attribute this 17-year growth story to?
So first of all, just comment on the overnight success. I love that when I hear that. no one remembers the 80-hour, you know, weeks that you did and the cockroach-infested garage that you worked in. Those days are long gone, of course, but that's kind of where it all started, overnight success. That's funny. So lots has changed. I think one thing's certain is that it just keeps getting faster and faster. And I think for us as a business, in the competitive advantage is that, you know, as you said earlier about marketplaces, they are hard to build. We have that critical mass. We have 35,000 trade businesses on our platform. Makes us the largest network of tradies in Australia. Those tradies are vetted, they're checked, they're licensed, they're and we have an ongoing trust and quality team. They're recommended, they're rated. This is all the things that you'd expect from a marketplace business. And in terms of those businesses, those customers of ours, the tradies, is the primary customer. The users that come in, we get like 1.6 million job requests per annum. It's the biggest in Australia. No one gets that kind of volume of requests for the category of home improvements and home services or the on-demand tradie economy. So that's sort of fundamentals in what we have as competitive advantage. But now, as an organisation is evolving to becoming more innovative and more technology driven, we're recruiting heavily into the technology. And we're digging deep into our data because of the numbers that we have in terms of customers, both trading and users. We're accumulating massive amounts of data. I think someone was telling me the other day, nearly every month we put on 50 to 60,000 brand new users, 150, 160,000 jobs a month, but 100,000 are repeat. Mm. So they're repeating through us, but we're putting on a 56. There's not many businesses in Australia that are accumulating that kind of quantity of customer base. You know? For Australia, that's pretty significant. So I think to summarise it, the network effect that you have as a marketplace, the innovation and technology that we're putting out to the market, and the data that we're accumulating as a business are all really, really important strategic advantages.
We often talk about these marketplace businesses in Australia, the REA, the car sales, the Seeks, and they often get like to such a critical mass in Australia and then they look overseas. You know, REA is looking at India, car sales, I think, is looking overseas as well. Is this model transferable?
So the way I look at it is the Australian market. So all of these marketplace businesses evolved from the traditional classified model, and then they really had something different. It was competitive in the beginning. They became the leader in their category, and then started to provide really innovative solutions. Car Sales is really well known for the car CRM system of record that they rolled out. It's become part of the whole car yard, car sales. Even though they've got the word car sales, it's part of the whole ecosystem. And I think for us as a business, you know, embedding ourselves as being a critical part of the technology infrastructure for tradies as they have now started to mature. Relatively unsophisticated customer base, you know your tradie, your local tradie handyman, probably don't really manage their diaries that well. We're probably still doing paper, book and pad, pen, writing down their invoices and all that. That's all sort of changing, particularly in the last 5 years, considering how mobile they are. The businesses, you know, be providing these tools for these guys, and that's becoming where we're going. To the international story, if you own the market that you play in, like you're embedded, then it's a natural progression to find markets that haven't really been as successful for other players in those markets to take the playbook and roll it into those markets. So, you know, that's definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
What was the impact of COVID on your business? And I guess as an entrepreneur, what did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about your business through that period of time?
Yeah, so COVID was an interesting one. Like, this is like a once in a 100-year event. And I think there are a lot of businesses that, you know, really struggled. Fortunately, in the category, trades, services has done very, very well. I think the last lockdown was a little bit restrictive, particularly where the rules started to apply to trades.
Yeah.
So, but the first lockdown, no, we were very successful in lobbying and communicating that trades are an essential service. So we weren't affected. And actually, one of the reasons why it was a catalyst to say, hey, we've actually nailed the business model. So the learning is to have a really good, resilient business model. Mm. We moved to subscription only. So all our customers now pretty much can only buy a subscription product. We've got a small percentage of customers still on a transactional product, but we're rolling it all out to subscription. The power of subscription is well documented. Your viewers will know that. Mm-hmm. And what that's done for us is it's allowed us to grow our ARPUs, so average revenue per unit or user. That's growing nicely, and that's driven our top line growth. And we've been able to successfully grow in this climate, which is amazing. And we just did our AGM, and we gave our quarterly update. Just talked about, you know, achieving 14% growth in probably one of the toughest conditions we've ever seen. Now what's happening is as we're getting out of COVID and users are becoming more and more, so this is the consumers, people in their homes, they're starting to get a little bit more comfortable. So, oh, I think I want to get trades to come out and do work because they're clearer about the rules, particularly in the biggest markets of Victoria and New South Wales. We're seeing unprecedented demand. It's unbelievable the volume that's coming through, record numbers. And we communicated that as well to the market recently. I think there's a lot of demand in the Australian economy. COVID's helped in that regard because it's been built up and people have saved a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But then online adoption has also accelerated. Yeah. Then also people working from home more. So that crack in the wall that you're staring every day at when you're sitting at your desk working, so annoying. Yeah, you want to get it fixed. Yeah. People want to work in home offices now. The home office has become a big boom. People want to work outside in a nice garden, enjoy the fresh air. That's all stuff that we're seeing in our platform. We're seeing that buoyancy come through. Our challenge is to get now sufficient, qualified, vetted, recommended, rated trade. So we're sort of taking the big marketing cannon and aiming it at trades to say, hey, not only will we give you unbelievably great quality work, but we'll also help you with your business with Tradiecore. And we're actually rolling out some new technology, particularly around accepting payments, because cash is becoming less and less prevalent. Everyone talks about the cash in the tradie space, right? I'm sure that's on everyone's mind. But I don't know, COVID's also removed cash. Like, I don't know, I haven't touched a note, I don't know, in 2 years. I just tap my phone on everything. And I think there is still going to be that. It's hard to just get rid of that overnight, but it is changing, and I think we're at the forefront of that change.
You could be the first marketplace to accept crypto payments.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's a possibility. I mean, with payments, you know, we're looking at obviously all the standard merchant stuff. That's stuff that's on the cards. Real-time payments, and then BNPL options are all things that will be considered, lending, and then, you know, if you want to pay with crypto and the tradie accepts crypto, why not?
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
At the very least, it's good for a few headlines. You know, you put that press release out, you get some media.
I don't know. I think about it. I mean, if we want to, like, I don't know if we're not going to, it's a deep dive on crypto, but, you know, it is becoming, like, you can see CBA's just made it, you can accept a crypto. Like, it's becoming normal. People accept it. It's advertised. It's absolutely fine. And tradies will accept it too in the future.
Mm. I think the one thing that you missed there when talking about navigating through COVID is you listed your business and the share price is up about 60% since listing.
So 65%, but it is counting.
So one, you were talking about growth drivers there. One thing I'd be interested to know, obviously property is just, house prices is just booming at the moment.
Yeah.
Is there a correlation between house prices and like demand for home improvement services?
I think so. I think there is. So our research demonstrates that, you know, as people's wealth increases, and you, if you're a property owner, you immediately feel you've got wealth if your price goes up. So you start spending more or you definitely start looking to spend more. And so we did some research, and in the next 6 months, I think people are 100% committing to about $34 billion worth of spend on their home, like committed to doing. That's just maintenance and repairs. So if you think about the numbers that I said earlier, it's around 40 something billion a year. They're going to spend 34 billion in the next 6 months, which that's where we're seeing this crazy, crazy demand coming through.
The numbers are just massive.
Australians love property.
Yeah. I think just to answer your question, absolutely. Yeah. I think people love their property. They love their homes. There isn't a lot of stock. If you sell your house, where are you going to buy? You're going to have to take another mortgage or a bigger mortgage. Maybe we just make our place better. You know, maybe we could make that roof cavity, you know, a study or another room in the house, you know, or extend out to the garden, you know, like use the spaces smarter, better. Absolutely.
So, Robbie, a big focus for the Equity Mates community is sustainability, and it's something that we ask all of our CEOs about. How do you think about sustainability and Hipages' role in driving a more sustainable economy?
So we don't make a massive carbon footprint. We're a technology solution for our customers, and I think that's actually where it lies. If you think about the trade industry, the amount of emissions that those companies do, the materials they use, going backwards and forwards to suppliers, driving out and quoting and all that. If we can make that process as efficient as possible, I think the carbon emissions in that are significantly reduced. We don't fully track all of those efficiencies just yet, but I'd like us to start tracking that and demonstrating that, hey, in the past, you would have done 3 or 4 trips to a customer's house and to the store. You actually did it in one trip, which to go out and do the job. Everything was done with technology to quote. The suppliers were delivered to you by a drone. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're thinking ahead where it's going, and it's like, that's going to, you know, and it's done in an electric vehicle or something like that.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
you know, think ahead where it's all going. Yeah, like, yeah, definitely the environmental and sustainability aspect of what we do comes in providing those technology, giving those trades more capacity to do more work in a more efficient and sustainable way. Absolutely. I think that's where we're going with what we're doing.
So, Robbie, we want to thank you for taking the time today. We find this, you know, a fascinating business. As we said, a 16-year overnight success story. But probably definitely the first business that we've looked at that is really exposed to the tradie economy, which is just a fascinating space. A 16-year overnight success story. If you look 10 years or 16 years into the future, what would success look like for you?
So success for me, when I think about the customers, and we really do have two customers. We have the users, the consumers that, you know, are out there that are, you know, posting 70 million jobs per annum in Australia. You think about that, and how do we make that experience as seamless as possible without too much thought, good pricing, done by a quality, reliable tradesman, as seamless as possible is the way we want to get rid of the friction in that process. And, you know, recently presented to the market, and I recommend viewers go to the HBG corporate website, download the video, it's there. You can see the vision of what the future looks like. It's pretty cool. But, you know, people paying for like a maintenance program, and it's just done while you're out and about in the park enjoying things with your family, things are getting done in your home. Mm-hmm. On the tradie side, it's about giving them more capacity to do either more work or spend more time with their family. Because most trades, despite what you see in the news shows and all that, most of them are just, you know, straight up business owners that just want to make a living, do a really good job, grow their businesses to a certain level, and giving them that freedom back to have choices, whether they want to do more and grow their business more or give it to their family. And we're going to provide those guys with as many technology solutions to make it as easy as possible for them. Mm. And again, we show that in our product vision. So have a look at it, enjoy it. We did that for that specific purpose, to paint a story of what the future will look like.
Well, we'll include a link to the video in the show notes.
Yep.
The Equitymates community can go and check that out.
Yeah, check it out. It'd be great. Yeah, it's awesome. On YouTube. Awesome.
Well, Robbie, as Alex said, massive thanks for you sharing your time today. We love hearing directly from the CEOs of companies. We always get a bit of extra insight that you don't necessarily get through the research online. So appreciate you sharing it with the community. It has been an amazing journey to watch and the success, and we wish you and hipages all the best over the coming years.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your time.
So, Ren, great way to wrap. Love hearing from the mouth of the CEO, as always. A fascinating company and one that I'm going to be keeping an eye on.
Doing that interview, doing that episode, the one thing that I am thinking now is what we didn't get for this episode, I would love to hear tradies' experiences with using the different platforms, but like I don't own this company. And if I was to think about building an investment case, that's probably the one key piece of information that we weren't able to get in this episode. It's like from a customer's perspective, it feels pretty easy. They all feel pretty easy, like similar to using Airtasker or, you know, when we've used Freelancer before, like nothing is too different. It's all as expected, which is what you want as a customer. You don't want to have to try and learn a new platform. So that on a customer side, that works. I would love to know on a tradie side if like hipages is better or worse than the competitors. Because for me, that's probably the key thing in building a thesis.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Summer Series continues to build with a lot of momentum. We're halfway now and there's plenty more amazing companies to go. A big thank you to Superhero for supporting the Summer Series. Superhero allow you to buy Aussie and US shares and ETFs with no monthly account fees, and you can earn Qantas points with Superhero. So visit superhero.com.au/Qantas to learn more. Eligibility criteria, terms and conditions and fees and charges apply. A reminder that you can win $1,000 into a Superhero wallet off the back of this episode. Just drop in your favorite stat about hipages on the corresponding post on our Instagram page. And we will be choosing out one of the lucky winners towards the end of this week or early next week. So keep an eye on our stories for that. And then, Ren, we are back next week, or next episode, I should say, looking at the industry of funds management as we dive into one of Australia's oldest companies, and that is Perpetual.
Yeah, it's a fascinating industry. We've obviously spoken about a few of the fund managers in Australia, but we haven't really spoken about Perpetual. So
no.
I'm excited to dig deep into this company and unpack the business model.
That's it. Another opportunity for us to speak with the CEO as well. So stick around. Join us next week. More opportunity to win $1,000 with Superhero. But until then, have a great week and we'll see you next week. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Equity Mates. We love hearing from you. So drop us a line at contact@equitymates.com, or even better, go to your podcast player and leave a 5-star review. Also, a reminder that the Equity Mates content train doesn't stop when you've run out of episodes to binge. We've got a brand new website, a Facebook discussion group. We're on Instagram, YouTube, and slowly making our way as an influencer on TikTok. Well, that's Ren. So come and say hello and join the community. We'd love to welcome you. Until next time.
Equity Mates Investing Podcast is a product of Equity Mates Media. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. Equity Mates gives listeners access to information and educational content provided by a range of financial service professionals. It is not intended as a substitute for professional finance, legal, or tax advice. The hosts of Equity Mates Investing Podcast are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Equity Mates Media does not operate under an Australian financial services license and relies on the exemption available under the Corporations Act 2001 in respect of any information or advice given. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. Do not take financial advice from a podcast or video. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the Equity Mates website, where you can find ASIC resources and find a registered financial professional near you. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media and the hosts of Equity Mates Investing Podcast acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. They've designed must-have travel styles for when you need to jet. The lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit make these shoes some of the most packable styles ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Take the Superlight Tree Runner on your next adventure. Its cushy, lightweight foam midsole supports every step, and the extra outsole traction gives you the grip to just go for it. The eucalyptus fiber upper adds next-level breathability to keep you going all day. Plus, the Superlight Tree Runner is comfortable and ready to go right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And, because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.